investigate this, I went on to look at several cell lines, which included the MCF7, BT474 invasive cell lines, and two DCS cell lines, the DCS.com and the SUM225s, as well as primary DCS samples. Those highlighted in yellow are HER2 negative, and those in red, HER2 positive. The first method I have used is the mammosphere culture technique. This is a non-adherent culture method in which only the undifferentiated stem cells can survive and subsequently proliferate on to become mammospheres. This enables us to look at the effects of lapatinib on stem cells. Secondly, I've used a 3D culture system. This is a Matrigel culture system in which the ducts of the breast are actually recapitulated in vitro and therefore give us a much more in vivo-like model to look at the effects of lapatinib.